The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I shall give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat?" He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Every day when we pray the Rosary, we say numerous times the Fatima prayer, "O my Jesus," and we say, "Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy." So every day we pray for the fulfillment of this Gospel. Right, that those are most in need of God's mercy also go to heaven. And all the fathers of the church, they saw that that is what this gospel refers to, is the gift of salvation. One of the unique joys of the priesthood is to prepare people at the end of their lives for heaven. And I'm sure it's true of all priests, but it seems a particular calling in my years here presentation. Even just in the last few days, 3 times going to someone on their deathbed. And it's amazing because you see everything. You see some people who have lived a holy, holy life and they're having a holy death. You know, they have their family gathered around. They're all praying. The person's ready for heaven. You know, and the priest, you feel like you're there maybe just for that last thrust of grace. And then you have other situations. They say, "Father, gosh, I haven't been to Mass recently. Father, it's been 20 years. It's been 40 years. I haven't gone to confession in 50 years. And then others, by an incredible grace, whom you are baptizing right at the end of their lives. And in the moment you look at sometimes I think to myself, like, they're so unworthy of this. Right? They don't deserve this the tiniest, but God's grace is so amazing. He is so merciful. Is it fair? Are we envious because he is generous? The fathers of the church say, these laborers who started at the beginning, they're not so concerned about getting more money than others. They're concerned that they don't deserve as much as I deserve. They have not been at this all day long. St. Augustine says something very interesting. He says, eternal life. In eternal life, all the saints have received an equal gift. They will all live forever with God in glory. But in eternal life, the light of merits shines diversely. In eternal life, there are many mansions. And though all receive the same gift of heaven, in the many mansions, one shall shine with more splendor than another. Just recently I was reading a book by Archbishop Luis Martinez, who was caused up for canonization. And he says something about our Lord that applies to today's gospel. He said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ is love because our Lord is God." He said, "But that love takes two forms when he comes to earth. One is love for his Father, and the other is a love for souls. He does everything based on those two loves. He goes to the cross for the glory of the Father, and the glory of the Father is the salvation of souls. If that same love of Christ is in each one of us, we would never be envious. If everything we did was for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls, we would desire the greatest good for everyone. And ultimately, that is heaven. We ask our Lord, as we receive him today, that his love might be in us."